Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Taz? I don't know if Taz is with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
Okay.
There she is.
All hooked up here.
Okay. Hold on.
Yay.
Okay.
I'll put the intro on in just a minute.
Okay.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Well, she's back today, Ann Robina, an international known natural psychic and clairvoyant medium that cradles love and light in every reading to help guide her clients. She's funny, upbeat, and accurate. And she's with us today. As you have to do, what you have to do to call in and talk to her live is to call the number 347-633-9155. And we'll give that phone number out again in just a moment. You are now listening to the International Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula.
And I'm Taz. Oh, wow. Phone
Good morning.
Simply ring.
I'm Ann.
Good morning. Okay, let me finish introducing you. Phones simply ring off the hook when Anne's on, and with us, you may have experienced her precise deliverance in the past. If not, you'll be plenty happy. We simply love it, and you will too, and you need to do it, and you'll call the number 347-633-9155. We'll give that out in just a moment again. Anne's natural gifts of vision, intuition, and healing, coupled with astrology, along with her celestial guidance, have been with her from a very young age. Now these gifts lovingly have supported others for over 30 years around the world to overcome and redirect their lives with success in relationships, career, family situations.
And you'll actually be able to meet Ann live tonight as she has a special event doing readings at the Community of Infinite Spirit, which is formerly known as the Church of Divine Science. It's at 1540 Hicks Avenue, San Jose, California. And it has cozy, intimate surroundings. It's a question and answer reading evening. We'll be sure to give you out the personal contact number at the end of the hour so that you can make connection with her, and we'll give out the address once again. So remember, if you want to call in for a reading, it is 347-633-9155.
Okay, and we are live on the air, and all you need to do is call that number, and we can start having some fun here.
Okay. Well, we have somebody waiting.
Oh, wow.
We have somebody.
Wonderful.
Yes, it's 512, area code 512-417. You're on the line with Ann.
Hi, this is Dave. How are you ladies doing today?
Great.
Good.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, and I'm excited to get a beautiful reading.
Great, great. What's your question?
Well, I guess the question, it's only one word, money.
Money. Oh, gosh. You and everybody else. Not a bad question at all. So you want, you don't know what to do with your money, or you want to know about having more money? What?
Well, this is a story. I'm one of these entities from far away that came here to go through a bunch of stuff. And now I'm to the point where I think our finances as a planet is getting ready to change. And I'm just wondering if I'm real close to that.
I'm not so sure I understand. You're asking me if money is going to change as we know it real soon, or your money, you're about to make money. I'm a little unclear.
I'm wanting to know what it looks like monetarily for me.
For you. Okay. What's your birth date, Dave?
12/3/53.
Okay. I'm getting that there seems to be like there's been a hold on something, like you've been waiting for something to come to fruition. You've been waiting for something to blossom or to peak. So maybe it's a stock or maybe it's a money market or something that you've invested in. It feels more like something that you're waiting to come to fruition for you. And it feels like it's been delayed. I'm just getting that. I don't know if you're one of those people that, you get money, and then you get money in small chunks, or you get a big lump of some, and then you wait another 6 months before you get it again. Kind of feels like it to me that you don't always have it coming in regularly. It just feels like you're waiting for something. And I'm feeling like stop waiting for it and start making it change. I don't believe that money as we know it is going to change. I believe that how we spend money changes. So, you know, what we have now that we didn't have before is we have a lot of points that we use. We have points with credit cards. We have points with just about anything. We've got all these social media things that we can buy things with that, you know, give us things at a discounted rate. I think that has changed. But money, as we know it, I believe will always be there. I'm not buying that it's going to go away. I think how we spend money is going to change.
That wasn't really my question. My question is, I've been without for a long time because of the situations I've chosen, and
right.
I have been waiting.
And what I'm getting is that you need to go out there and make it again for yourself. So you need to create something that's going to make money for you. And if that just means going and getting a regular job, then you need to do that. I wasn't finished with what I was saying. You had a myriad of things that you were saying in your question, and I was addressing those. So
gotcha.
So that's why I was addressing that, because you mentioned that, you know, money is going to change, you know, in the universe. And I don't know if it is. I think how we spend money, and I was explaining that. I'm getting that you get money in chunks. You're waiting for something. I don't know if it's an inheritance or what, but go out and get money. Make it on your own. So reinvent yourself is what I'm trying to say. And I feel like you have skills that you could do that with. So you need to invest in yourself a little bit. It's not going to fall on your head. You've got to go do it for yourself and believe in yourself a little bit more is what I'm getting. Does that help?
Not really, but I appreciate your time.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, you've got to, you know, do some, you know, evaluation of yourself and look at where your role in this is. So what the choices that you've mentioned that, you know, you've made choices. So what are the choices that you're making that will help you with that? You need to look at those choices that you're making and how you look at it. You know, if you believe that we're going to start using clamshells to barter things, Okay, well, that's great. That's fine and dandy, but...
That whole part of the question was a mistake for me to say. I don't even care if money changes or not. I just care if I have some.
You need some, right. You got to reinvent yourself. Listen to what I'm saying. You need to reinvent yourself and go out and make it for yourself. And, you know, there's many ways that you can do that. Heck, you could go sell real estate. You can go do a lot of things that would change that. You could, you know, reinvent yourself. Look at what you are made of and what you have and reinvent yourself. Because it feels to me like you're waiting for something. I don't know if it's an inheritance or what, but it feels like you're waiting for something to happen to kind of give you that reprieve. And it's not. I'm telling you, you got to go reinvent yourself. So make that happen and you'll see your life change. Do a little personal inventory and look at what your role is in this and how you play into this financial situation that you're in, because that's your answer. You need to change how you look at money and how you spend money and how you value money, and that will change how money comes to you. So you need to do a little bit of redefining, and that's my message to you. I hope...
Okay.
That it works for you, Dave. I wish you well. I really do.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Okay, we have a caller from 408-225. Do you have a question for Ann?
Oh.
Hello.
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 I didn't realize that I was in the queue.
You're right here with us, honey. You're right on the air. Who am I talking with?
My name's Francesca.
I'm sorry, your name is? I didn't hear it.
Francesca.
Francesca, nice to meet you. And what's your question, Francesca?
The thing is, I wanted to listen to hear and learn, but I didn't quite have a question. So I guess I'm going to throw it back on to those beings that communicate with you. Are there any warning lights up ahead? Are any warning signs for health or for
you?
Yeah, for me and or my husband and or are there any blinking lights in the future, so to speak?
Okay, what's your birth date?
1/26/54.
You feel like you get tired easy to me. I feel like you need to get your system moving a little bit. I don't see any warning lights like you're dying or anything. I don't usually pick up on that. If you have a health issue that is imminent and needs attention, I'll get that right away. And I'm not seeing that with you. I am seeing that you get tired, like your system needs more fresh fruits and vegetables, and you need more fresh air. You need more movement. You need to walk. You need to get out in the fresh air a little bit more. So if you're doing that, good. You're staying healthy. If you're not and you're getting tired, it's because you're too sedentary and feeling that you need to do that. It feels like you don't move around enough to me. So
that's definitely true, but it's very difficult for me to move.
Right.
Because, I have a systemic issue, but that, so I do as I can, and in fact this afternoon I can go out. This morning has been chock full of other things.
Right. Well, just make sure that you're able to get out and move. Get in the fresh air. Be in the fresh air. I'm getting that you need those elements. You know, the fresh air, the elements in nature, feed our soul and they feed our body. So if you're not in the elements, you're depriving yourself. And it's also very good to be in the elements to keep your autoimmune system very nice and clean, because that's what keeps you healthy. That's what keeps you from getting, terrible flus and everything else, is to be out in the elements and moving and eating really well and eating, be very conscious. You don't feel like you have something that's life-threatening to me. I'm not picking that up. I'm just getting that you feel like you need to move around more. You need to bring in some more nature into your life, is what I'm getting. I hope that helped.
Yes.
I hope that helps. All righty. Well, thank you for calling. All right. Take care.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you.
Can you pick some pretty flowers? I was just going to say, Francesca, pick some pretty flowers.
Oh, great idea, Taz. You know, bring in a little bit of the outdoors in your house. That's so right. Shame on me for not bringing that up because, you know, if you bring in that beauty, you have it around you, and it keeps you light. And, you know, and to stay in a good place, body, mind, and spirit, you have to have those things to surround you. If you're in a dull environment indoors, your environment indoors is going to be pretty dull. So just think about that. Thank you for bringing that up, Taz. I appreciate that.
Okay.
A life without flowers is like, what is that? It's like a kiss without a squeeze.
Well, we have a caller that is coming in on a private line, so I don't have the number.
Oh.
But
the unidentified. Okay, great.
Do you have a question?
You're on the air live.
Do you have a private,
good morning.
A private line? Go ahead.
Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Maybe they don't.
Well, they're so private that they don't have a voice. They're just observing. They're just standing on the outside observing today.
Okay, let's go to 408.
Hello.
Whoops.
Oh, got a voice. So there he is.
Yes, I am.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me? Hello. Yeah.
Yes, loud and clear. You are the private caller. Well, good morning, caller. What's your name? First name. David. Good morning, David. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have health issues, and I wanted to how to address those.
All right. What's your question, please?
I'm born on 1-8-1961.
All right. And what was your question about your health?
Question is, if I'm going to get better with the health, what's ahead for me?
I feel like it feels like it's worse on one side than the other. I'm getting a heaviness on one side, and I'm getting that. I also get when you said it was your health issue that it comes and goes and it can be really bad. This cold snap that we've had has just been terrible for arthritis. It's just awful. So keep yourself really warm, and if you can submerge yourself in warm water, you know, do that. Get, you know, go in the bath and get warm. But it feels to me like it comes and goes. There are things that you can eat. Your doctors always know, and I always say, you know, Western and, you know, homeopathic stuff works together sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. But medicines do help. Some of the medicines for arthritis are hard on the system.
So I have ankylosing spondylitis,
right. Chickweed is very good for the joints, chickweed.
Chickweed,
yeah. If you can find some, the growing around in the hills or whatever, it is growing everywhere. It grows everywhere. But chickweed is very good for the joints. The other thing is, you know, oil. When you have that, it's depriving the joints. The joints are very dry, so you get other things like psoriasis or whatever.
What kind of oil? Fish oil?
Yeah, fish oil. But there's a real good one that comes from Sweden that's very good. You know, you might want to try that. If you contact me after the show, send me an email. I can send you the name of the one that I think is good, and that really helps with that. But staying warm right now is imperative. You need to keep yourself warm, so make sure that your limbs, that you're wearing long underwear and everything with that. Yeah, to keep warm. Keep your limbs warm. Stay warm. Stay warm in bed. Stay out of the chill. Like I said to the woman before, you know, go outside. You need to stay warm. You need to go. You need to go to a warm desert right now. That will help.
Right.
But I do see that it goes. It's something that you'll always struggle with. But it's
how about finances?
You go the finance. One question.
Okay.
but you can. What I was going to say is that this problem that you have will come and go, and other times it's worse than others. So you need to do what takes care of you to get to the other place. And if you keep a lot of greens in your system, you hit high chlorophyll in your system, so you keep your system filtered, and you keep water in your system. And I'm getting a little bit of cherry juice for you. I don't know if you have uric acid buildup. I'm just getting cherry juice would be very good for you.
Oh, I just had some.
Okay. See, you're already psychic. You knew that already. Your body's talking to you. Listen to your body because it tells you what you need. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Have a great one.
Take care. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's all the callers that are waiting. Let's give out the telephone number again. If you have a question for Anne, call 347-663-9155.
No. Paula, it's 633.
Oh, 633, I'm sorry. 347-633-9155.
Now, that happens sometimes. We just make one little mistake. I've done that before when I've asked people to contact me, and I'm like, I put com instead of net on my email. It was, oh, dear, I haven't done that. I did do it. It happens. So, interesting on the health issues. You know, if we pay attention to what our body is saying to us, it's usually telling us what we need, you know, by cravings or just inclinations that we have about what we want or what we want to eat, as it does when there's something that we don't want. You know, usually it won't taste good to us or will make us feel ill if we eat something that's not good for us. And we need to listen to that, especially when you have health issues, because you need to keep your body pure and keep it clean. You know, if you stay alkaline, a lot of my daughter's an herbalist, and she's always telling me, you got to stay alkaline. If you stay alkaline, nothing grows in alkaline. You got to stay alkaline. So if you keep your body in an alkaline state, especially if you have something like arthritis or sinus infections or any other chronic little thing that you have, if you stay alkaline, it helps to make that better because nothing can stick to it. But a lot of people, you know, we like candy, we like pies, we like alcohol, we like all kinds of things that, you know, aren't necessarily good for our bodies. But
I know the minute I start eating, when I eat quite a bit of sugar, I pay for it.
Well, you know, there's sugars that are, we all do, and we like sugar. You know, mother's milk is very sweet. So, of course, we're drawn to sugar. But a lot of people have that issue where they start with one and they have another one and they want another. I like my tea very sweet in the morning, and I'll never give that up. If I live to be 120, I will never give up my lovely cup of tea in the morning. But that's the only thing I put sugar in. And coffee, I want it just coffee. I want a little bit of milk, but I don't want any sugar. But there are sugars that are... don't have alkaline, that are very low in the alkaline. And one of the top ones is maple syrup, pure maple syrup. I'm not talking about imitation. Pure maple syrup is alkaline. And you can use that as well in your tea. I don't particularly want to taste maple in my tea, but it's just food for thought. Stay alkaline. The other thing is, you know, greens, you know, eat your greens. Eat your greens up. You need your greens. Greens are going to keep you healthy.
Okay. Can you guys hear me? Hey.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Oh, finally, I got unmuted here. All right. So I just want you to know you need to call in. If you want a reading, you need to call in at 347-633-9155. And I'll repeat it one more time. And we're recording for you today so that you can go back and listen to the answers if you need to. So, again, the phone number that you need to call Ann is 347-633-9155. And, Ann, if you would please give out your email address in case anybody wants to connect with you that way.
I'd be delighted to do that, of course.
Okay.
You can reach me at annroman22, and that is annroman22 at sbcglobal.net. That's S as in Sam, B as in boy, C as in cat, global.net. Thank you.
Well, I guess that has the person I was trying to talk to was you when I was asking for a private person.
Okay.
So you want to tell everybody out there a little bit about your event you're going to have tonight?
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. I'm doing a group reading session where it's going to be questions and answers. And if people are a little bit shy, they can put something, they can write something down, and I can read it and, you know, give the advice to the unknown. Some people like to stay private. But I'll be doing that at the Center for Infinite Spirit on Hicks in San Jose. And the address escapes me for some reason. I can't. It's 1540, I think. I think I got that wrong. You have it on your blurb. You just mentioned it. And tonight at 7:30. And if you have any questions, please email me or give me a call. You can call me at 925-998-7187. My phone number, 925-998-7187. Featured there daily. You can call anytime. Leave a message if I don't answer. Yeah.
Well, okay, and it is 1540 Hicks Avenue in San Jose.
Yeah, that's what I
1540.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's at 7:30 tonight, and it's over at 9:30, 9:15, 9:30, and it'll be an interesting gathering, very interesting, because I do medium work too, and I've been doing more medium work. I don't know if that's the craze, but it seems how things evolve into what they evolve into. I have been doing a lot of those recently. And it's just something that's come about. I don't know if it's because so many dear people have passed in the last year that I know, but it's something I've always done, and it seems to be getting bigger in my work, as does my medical and some other things that I do, because I do healings as well. But my healings are very, you know, I'll do healings for anybody that needs that. I'll do them, and you can call me about that too.
Ann, we might want to let people know. You know what? This has like been your gift since day one almost. And you might tell a little bit about when you were a child, and just to, you know, let people know. And again, one more time, if you want to get a reading right now from Annie. The number is 347-633-9155. And just tell them, you know, like what kind of childhood life did you live here?
I don't know.
Like, wow.
Okay. In a synopsis, I will say, I've always had this gift. And I think that I was probably the gifted child. I'm a first-generation American, so I have that European in me, and my mother's from England, and my Nana, of course, was from the north of England. She was raised in the north of England, and they're very psychic, and my father's family is from Spain, and they're also very, you know, the great mystics, you know, the Sephardics were there. And I've always had it. I think my Nana, you know, would peer in my cup, and, you know, she'd read my tea leaves. And I think I got that from her. I've always had it, but my great-grandfather, my father's grandfather, who was from Spain, all the Spanish people from all over would come and talk to him and get advice. And he was, you know, he was the manager of the olive oil
place. That's what he did. He was a very good person, and he had that advice in him. So I think he did the same thing that I do. So it's in me, but I always read tea leaves. I still do, and my grandchildren do. So it's something that I've given to all my children because I have three children that are all very spiritual, very psychic. They all have their special gifts that I don't have. They can see things tangibly, and I choose not to. That's why I don't do police work. I have done police work in my past, but I just don't want to see the crime. I don't need it. But it's been a journey. And when I was, I always did. I would look at everybody's palm, and I would read it. And my sister, she had a birthday party. She's 5 years younger than me, and she had her 15th or 16th birthday party. And I read all the girls' palms, and I was older, of course, and went out, went out for the evening. And, 20 years later, the other end of the forest, at my sister's wedding, all these girls were there, and I hadn't seen them for probably since then. And they all came up to me and remembered me reading their poems and saying, "Oh, my God, I can't believe everything you said happened. It was just amazing." I go, on and on and on and on. And I always did readings. I've always done it. I've always had people call me and, get advice, whatever. And I did that. I've done that forever. And then I started doing professional work. I started doing that in the early 90s. But I've done it. I've done it all my life. I've had that knowingness. And I believe that when you have this in you, you need to give it back. If you have something that you can help with, if I have advice that I can help somebody with, I need to give it back. So I believe, for me, I charge for my time with what I do. It's not the gift that I'm charging for. It's my time. That's how I look at it. I have to, for myself. And I advise people that, want to do the same thing that I do, that's how you have to look at it, is that it's your time. But when I was, I think I was 15, I had a dream about the guide, the person that I have. Oh, I'm not going to disclose who it is, but he's been with me that long. And been sharing things and telling me things since I was 15 years old. And I didn't know who he was, and I didn't quite get it, but I went with it, and I wasn't afraid of it. And he's helped me through, everything, along with, God. And I believe in the saints. I believe in all that. I believe that there's a lot of heavenly beings that are with us that help us through, our life's path. And I know for myself that the strength that I get is from that. And the information that I get, I have no idea where it comes from. I was on a plane flying from New Hampshire to Las Vegas last summer, and I was doing readings for about 10 people on the plane. I was doing medium readings on the plane. They were with us on the plane. It was great. And I kept looking down. There was, they're flying in the sky with all the people. It was great. And I'm looking down at the Great Lakes, and I said, "Oh, my God, we're looking at it like they are. They see this every day." But it was pretty incredible. It was very incredible, because even with the noise of the plane and everything, it was pretty wow. amazing. It was amazing.
What about other people? It's pretty wonderful when you see a child. And I know that you have a couple of grandchildren, and it's like when you see them looking at their lives and the comments they make, do you feel that they're connecting in with their higher self more maybe than we would have done as a child? Or do we all have that ability, where we can really hook in? And if we hook in, can we really keep there and acknowledge that that is really for our inner self, being in touch with our inner self and taking the time to acknowledge that? Do you see your grandchildren, because of what you do, do you see them that also connecting in that way? And,
yes, I do. Yes, my grandchildren are very insightful. They say things that are like, oh, my God, where did that come from? And see, the hard thing for me is because I always have it, I don't know what it's like to not have it. So I see it in everybody. I always tell friends, you know, you hang around me that long enough, you're gonna get psychic. Your intuition is gonna get sharpened, because that does happen. It does happen. That energy is around, and it does help to sharpen it. I have three children that are very in tune. One child, but all of them are really connected to nature. All of them are. And I think people that are very sensitive have that. And I see that with my grandchildren, where they have an awareness of something in the environment, in the surroundings of nature. They're very in tune to it, and they talk to it. You know, my grandson, my oldest grandson, he has that with the ocean. He knows every single fish and everything about it. I mean, it's amazing to hear him talk about it. He just knows so much. There's information there, I believe, that is given to him that he's retaining, similar to what I have about, you know, medical stuff. I'm not a doctor. I would never profess to be a doctor or know about medicine or whatever. And I can get things with precise account. And I usually tell people, you need to go to the doctor, you need to have this seen to, because this is what it is. And I do that quite often. And I don't think anything of it, because I would never, ever practice medicine or anything like that. I mean, that would just be hideous. But I can warn somebody that something has happened to them, or that they need to have this checked out. I can smell it. I can see it. I know it's there, and they need to go look at it. That's a good thing. That's kind of, you know, I was turning on the switch that, you know, of the awareness. Like my grandson, my oldest grandson, he has that with the ocean. I took him to Natural Bridges last year, and we were looking at all the sea life that was stuck to the cave out in the water, and he was explaining everything to me. He was telling me everything about it, what it did, what the whole process was. It was amazing, and he has that. You know, my children, they have that with nature as well. You know, they all have a knowingness about nature. My oldest son, animals come around him, and it's like sometimes I think he's like St. Francis. They know him. They're cool with him. He's had a mountain lion cross his path way too many times for it to not be a spiritual thing with him. It's the way I see it. So yes.
Well, I see a lot of children here lately. I see a lot of children, and when you're with them, you know, and I guess now that we're kind of talking about this, we can kind of bring it to our listeners' attention too, that, you know, if they have children and they're so different now, aren't they? They're just miraculous. They have a sense of being able to hook in to certain things, and they hook in with either, maybe they're animals, and a particular animal will entice them to go further and learn more about life in that way, or music. You know, they can't put it down,
right.
They do certain things. So
right.
I think it is really, they're more alert.
And they have the advantage of the internet now, too, that we didn't when we were small. They have a larger world to look at than we did.
Well, they do. But, you know, from my perspective, my grandkids, they don't have a lot of that. My daughter doesn't have a TV. She does have the internet, but it's very, she's very monitored. And I was like that with my kids. They're going in and out with the TV, like, oh, do we really want this? Okay, we'll do it again. But I think that part of what it is that there's been an evolution of the people. And, you know, the people that were born, the baby boomers, we're the Leo, Pluto-Leo generation. And we have an awareness about us, and you saw that in the 60s when everybody, you know, came to adult age where they was, you know, loved everybody. We all loved and loved and loved and loved, and then there was an enlightenment about spirituality, where before that it was very rigid, and there were things you didn't talk about. There were things that you were, it was nonsense, and don't let anybody know that you're thinking that. Where that generation, the baby boomer, which I'm part of, baby boomer generation changed that. They changed that thinking. And then, you know, those children of the baby boomers, you know, they cut away some of the restrictions that we laid on them. So it's, there's a lot of that has been removed, and that's the difference between children today and children of the 50s, is because a lot of that has been removed, and you're allowed to feel and to be spiritual. You're allowed to talk about those things that that nobody can see without feeling like you've got three heads, where everybody makes you feel. I mean, I can tell you, there are groups of people that I get into, and if I say I'm a psychic medium, I mean, you can hear a pin hit the floor. It's like, okay, that didn't go up very well. But too bad, you know. So you're a whatever you are, and that's okay. That's, you know, I think that's kind of weird. But the only time I didn't have that happen in a conservative group was when I was socializing with a mortician, because he gets the same thing I get. Nobody wants to know what he did for a living. It's just too weird. But with the younger generations, people that were born, you know, in the late 60s and on, they're totally cool. It's the people before that are like a little bit rigid, like, you know, like it's the Antichrist. It's like, that's a terrible thing and you can't be that. Where the evolvement, as I said, you know, with that love generation, that evolvement has removed a lot of those restrictions. But the interesting thing about the mortician is that he totally understood what I meant when I said, well, you know, I don't feel it because I'm always in it. And he said that he knew what I meant because he was always in the same environment. Because I asked him if he had, you know, spiritual activity, that he was aware of it. And he said, well, no, I haven't. But, you know, we sold our house, and the guy that bought the house said that there was a lot of activity and he had to have a priest come. And I said, see, we don't feel it because it's natural for us. We're always in it. We always have them around. And it's kind of a weird thing. There's a lot of times I just keep my mouth shut. I don't say anything because it's just not, I don't need to go there. I don't need to explain it. And then other times I'm with a group of people that can totally handle it, and they're like, oh, wow, tell me more. So I'm bringing this back around to, you know, the children of today. And that crystal children or crystal child that I know, I've heard that expression used, I think it's the evolution of the spirituality and the allowing of the spirituality and the openness of people that have allowed us to get back in touch with that without the restrictions that it's something awful and you're going to go to hell, because I don't think that that is what is happening. I think that that is part of our being, and we're able to restore it. You know, I just think in our evolution that we're able to restore that back, and it's happening because children today are so much more enlightened, or allowed to be, because that restriction is gone. They're allowed to be enlightened and speak their mind.
I think also that it's really wonderful is that parents are more alert now.
Right.
Excuse me. I mean, they're more alert, and they kind of will sit down and ask their child, you know, what did you just see? What did you just say? You know.
Right.
And
right.
Be able to interweave with them. I don't think they did that years ago. It was just
no.
Very
you get hit on the back of the head. You get hit on the back of the head. The Mary was. What's the matter with you? Don't say that. You're crazy.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
there's still communities out there that are that way.
Oh, yes, they are. Somebody asked me the other night, well, how do you feel when you're with somebody who's a religious fanatic?
And I said, they have no bearing on me, but because of what they're saying, I don't understand your question. It's pretty much how I answered it. And then it came out later that she was one. And it was like, you know, that's just deal with it. That has no bearing on me. What I'm trying to say is what other people are thinking has no bearing. I really don't care. I know that what makes you think that I don't have beliefs, that I don't have that, because I believe I do. And I know I do. I know where I get it from. I know what's in me. I know that I'm coming from love, because I'm always coming from love. I'm always coming from that place. And you can't get any more pure than that. And that's my answer to that.
That's a good answer. I was just, you know, questioning, you know, I think more and more people, though, are softening.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, it's they really are going, oh, okay, well, maybe there's something else that I'm not aware of, or they're willing to listen, which is really, it's very lovely to be able to see this. And we're really lucky we're living in this time of life that we can see this shift for people being in joy and can laugh and can open up to a new way of thinking. It's just brilliant, you know, it is. It's just, we are so fortunate to be in this period of time that we can do that.
Right.
Let me.
I think we're becoming more. I think we're becoming more aware of our environment and wanting to take care of it now than ever before.
Right. Right. And we all lean on one another. I think we're more open now to leaning on one another and reaching out. Where I think there was a period of time where we were very. To ourselves, we didn't want that inner. We were afraid of being thought of in a bad way, and we weren't able to allow ourselves to be out there, to lean on somebody. And it's okay to lean on. It's okay. We hear so much about codependency. Well, codependency is a different thing. It's okay. We all need each other to stand up. We all need it. You know, that expression, I hate to say it, but that expression, it takes a village. It really does. We all need each other. We all need, you know, one another to make it in this world. And it is a community. We are a community. And I think that, you know, if you don't believe that, look at somebody who's a shut-in that has nobody. Look at how they light up when somebody comes around them. That is what I'm talking about. I'm not saying, you know, help somebody destroy their life. I'm not saying that. But help somebody live their life. Help somebody make life easier. I think that we all need to do that. And I think there's a lot of things that are breaking down that we don't even think anymore. You know, it just... Don't think it. We don't get dressed up to go shopping anymore. And there was a period, I know, in my life that you did not go out shopping unless you had on your Sunday best. And I don't know if it was because of my English mother, but it looked like everybody else was thinking the same thing. We don't do that anymore. So we've gotten to the point that it's okay to wear a T-shirt and jeans no matter where you are, which I'm not so sure I like, but that's my personal thing. There's a nice happy medium. There's things, there's restrictions that we've become so relaxed is the point, that we're more willing and accepting of everybody and who they are and where they're from. And culturally, you know, it's happening as well, where there's so many different cultures and everybody has the beauty of their own culture, and we're becoming very aware of it, where I think that we weren't years ago. We weren't culturally aware. So there's a lot of things that are being broken down to make us very, very open and willing, very open and receiving. I think that's the difference. Those are my words.
Well, I'm... and I don't know if because Taz and I on our show bring in people to interview our guests. They're all, you know, they all come from the pure of heart, come from love, and,
right.
and want to help the environment. So I'm thinking sometimes, well, I'm surrounded by this, and maybe I'm looking through rose-colored glasses.
No, you're not. You help with it. You help with it. You're helping, Paula. You help with it because what exudes from you touches everybody. You know, when you go out, that love, that place that you're coming from touches whoever you're talking to. And it does make a difference. I believe that. And if we, you know, if you do a little experiment, you know, just open up your heart and just let that love pour out from your heart and just do things differently. If you think, I'm coming from love, I'm going to do something from love today, and just do the whole thing, the whole day from love, and just notice the difference from, you know, that bad mood day that you might have had once or twice or, you know, sometimes.
That absolutely
works. Bad day.
Hey, girls.
It's amazing.
I need to interrupt you. We have actually a caller that's calling in, and I'm going to grab it from this end here and pull it in. And so hold the line just a moment, okay? And
All right.
He has a question. His name is Jerry. So just a moment.
Hi, I've been enjoying your program. I've been enjoying your program. Thank you.
Oh, great. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
How are you today?
Oh, good, good. My question is, do you see a possibility of a close, intimate relationship in the distant future?
What's your birth date, Jerry?
My birth date is September 22, 1948.
Oh, my, you have my birthday.
Ha.
But different year.
Yeah. I'll take
it's
your,
a very
take
good day to
off.
Be born. All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks.
Okay. You have a great birthday, by the way. That's the best day of the year to be born on.
you're a little bit prejudiced there, aren't you?
I'm feeling like Jerry needs to get out more and socialize. It's like, if he goes out to dinner, he kind of scopes the room and says, oh, she's not in here, or, oh, I'd like to get to know her or something. I'm feeling, Jerry, that you need to get out there and be more social, be part of a social environment. Now, there are social groups. I don't know where you live. I don't know where you call from, but I know in the Bay Area there's social groups that, you know, have outings and do things. It's just a bunch of people out having fun. And I'm getting that you need to be more involved socially. Not that you don't go anywhere, but I feel like you're very regimented in your routine where you'll go to work and maybe you'll go have a beer after work and then you go home. But I feel like there's not a lot of social stuff or stuff that you do. It's alone, and I feel like you need to get out there and join and participate. There is somebody out there for you, but I feel like you got to go find her. You got to go be where she is. And she's out. She's social, and she's got a lot of people around her. But I'm feeling like next spring could bring somebody into your life that is meaningful. But as I said, you need to get out there and be part of, you know, a social group, something that you can get out there and do. I mean, meetups got a lot of things going on, you know, even if it's bird watching. You know, whatever it is that you like to do, that's what you want your partner to do. You know, you want to be with somebody who enjoys what you enjoy. You know, that's what it's all about, is being with somebody who loves to do what you like to do. So that's my answer to Jerry, and I wish you a lot of luck, and I'll keep good thoughts for you because you're my birthday
hey,
friend.
Jerry.
He hung up.
No kidding. Yeah, he hung up. But you know what? It's really funny. It's because February of next year is really, you know, he's in his second personal year, so February could be really, you know, February, January, and through there could be kind of a fun time.
Wonderful. I'm happy. I'm excited for him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But even taking a workshop on something is a good way to get to know people.
Exactly.
Oh,
or,
Or even like a cooking group or something where you join a gourmet group and somebody has it at their house or you all meet somewhere. Even that is, you know, just, it's so benign. And there's people in there, and it's like people. The key is to be around people that enjoy what you enjoy. And it's very hard. It is hard. Being single is hard. I'm sorry, but that's a hard one. Yeah, people that are married and content don't understand how difficult it is sometimes. You know, it's hard. You go out there and you keep meeting the wrong person or whatever, and you repeat whatever it is that you do, and it just, that's who you are, and it's hard. And if you change what you do and you go out and you do it a different way and you just have the expectation that you're going to meet people, because my sister always says, you know, go out with him because he might have a better friend. And that's the same way about, you know, meeting people, is that you meet people that have friends that you are introduced to. If you open up your social sphere, you're going to meet more people, and you're going to find somebody you connect with, and that's, you're going to be comfortable in the environment because you're already friends. It's just, it's changing the sphere. I really get strongly that Jerry goes out and he, you know, kind of scopes the place, or he thinks he's going to meet someone, maybe I'll meet somebody, or, you know, whatever. It's just, he's not doing anything that's engaging, and he's got to do something that he's engaged in. He's got to do something engaging, and that's my message to Jerry. And, you know, all single people.
Okay, Jerry, we're gonna put some beautiful electric lights all over you.
Yes. Jerry, there's gonna be a test.
You're the Christmas package this year.
There you go. You're it. Okay. You're it, Jerry. The great girl's going to be there for you. She's lovely. She's lovely.
Okay. Well, you know where there's a great place to meet girls is at a dog park.
Oh, there you go. If you like dogs. Okay, because the dog ruined a relationship I had once. It was not the right dog. But it was, you know... I said, oh, are you going to get that big old monster dog? Oh, well, I won't be coming over anymore. See ya. Bye. His head's still spinning. He can't quite figure that out. But anyway, bless his heart.
Okay, well, we need to let people know.
I was going to say, my son used to borrow our dog because he said he's a chick magnet. He would put him in a puppy.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
All these girls come up to pet the dog.
My sister's dog is like that. Whenever I walk her dog, I feel like it's just a total magnet because he's just a little doll. He's lovely. If that guy had that dog, I'd have married him if he'd had the dog my sister had.
Oh,
but the dog.
Oh,
we need girls.
We need to create a dog rental specific for singles.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I need to go onward, and we're really close. We got about 2.5 minutes here. I want to let people know you're going to be tonight live, and they can meet you at the Community of Infinite Spirit, which is also known as the Church of Divine Science at 1540 Hicks Avenue in San Jose. And your phone number, if they just want to call you, is 925-998-7187. Again, one more time, 925-998-7187. And, you know, it's been really great, Annie, having you with us back again. And wishing everybody a marvelous holiday. And Paula and I'll be back next week, Thursday, with another great show.
Thank you so much for having me today, Taz and Paula. This has just been wonderful. I love coming on the show, and I enjoy you both so much. I wish you both a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
And have a great evening tonight.
Thank you. It'll be fun. And anybody out there, come on down. It'll be fun. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, this is 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino. Embracing Mother Earth is the name of our program. And have a wonderful week. It's getting close. Listeners,
Keep warm. Keep snuggled and keep warm.
Stay warm. Stay warm. It is cold. Baby, it is cold out there.
Cozy if you cuddle. Okay. All right. Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.